Former Ireland Leinster and indeed British and Irish Lions rugby player Jamie Heaslip is now a well-known entrepreneur and angel investor. He attended a recent event at the RDI Hub in Killorglin, where startups that had taken part in an NDRC pre-accelerator programme were pitching their business ideas. Well, I caught up with Jamie at the event where he talked all things angel investing and startups. An angel investor is an individual who provides capital or money for a business, mainly at startup level. And Jamie has invested in many companies over the years. Well, I first asked him to tell us about how he got into angel investing.
I'm trying to think when I did my first investment. I think it was around 2010, 11. So remember, that's the middle of the recession. You're not getting much return on money in the bank or anything like that. And, you know, rugby's paying you very well. At the time, I was playing professional rugby and kind of took care of a lot of the basics. And then you're always thinking of trying to set yourself up or place kind of bets that will help you when you retire. Kind of medium-term plays. And that's how I started down the path. I did restaurants first and looked at a bit of property and then started looking at technology sector and entrepreneurship and startups, bubbling up that scene. And that's how I initially kind of got into it. And obviously Ireland's a pretty small ecosystem and even smaller when you look at the startup ecosystem. And that's how it all kind of started for me. And it's my own personal money. It's not like a VC firm or Enterprise Ireland who are pooling funds together that are others' people money effectively. And so I had to be quite mindful of where I placed the bets. And I'd love to place loads of bets and back loads of money and all that sort of stuff, but that's not the case. And so that's kind of, you know, the angel investing, while extremely risky compared to investing later on stage in companies, the check size is a lot smaller, and you know, you can place a few more bets in that regard. And that's how and why I kind of started.
And is it more, I suppose, maybe the satisfaction of seeing, you know, that early stage business and knowing that your investment can help them to move further along the path?
Yeah, I mean, at that stage, they might not necessarily even have a product. It could be an idea. And, you know, they might not have product market fit. They might have kind of some sort of prototype maybe. And that's where it kind of starts out, I suppose. And you're backing a lot of the founders, the team, the idea, the opportunity, size of that market, competitors, category, sector. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but a lot that are out of your control because it's so early on and not a whole lot proven. So you're kind of almost looking at the people and the team, and that's what I know really well. And have they done it before? And what's their past experience? And all this sort of stuff, and other people involved and all that. It's very risky. It's very different. If I stick the Ireland jersey on, yeah, I want to see Ireland, Irish companies perform as good as, if not better, than other companies. And we're actually really, really good at exporting our brand, our products, our ideas and technology, our people. The Irish mafia is a thing around the world. There's like Irish people in high up companies and multinationals and all sorts of businesses around the world, right? So it's a great ecosystem to get that idea abroad. I would love to see Ireland become a startup tech hub, like real proper globally recognized hub. We have a massive opportunity to do it. You're seeing that alignment of HBAN and the NDRC, and there was an announcement with Elkstone closing their 100 million euro early stage fund. Got EI, obviously, and what they do as well, which is great. And that's all bubbling up with providing jobs and thinking, okay, where are jobs coming in the future? And obviously, it's great to have indigenous companies, indigenous entrepreneurs bubble up here. And when you think as well, think of it like use a rugby analogy, you know, the Ireland 15 team are kind of at the top of that kind of pyramid, let's say, and the alignment all towards that and the investment all towards that, and then how that trickles down. You know, it seems like that ecosystem is it's not there yet, but it seems like it's starting to happen. You've got numerous stakeholders, you've got people from the top all the way from the government, let's say, from the ecosystem and the people on the ground bubbling it up from the bottom, and how we funnel those people through. And that includes even the universities. You know, this is aligned with the university and the great education system that we have in Ireland and all the R&D spilling out of that. You know, the kind of roadmap is there from, you know, the 80s and 90s and what we did with the med tech world and partnering with the Pfizers and IBM and these companies coming in, the innovation R&D spilling out of them and the collaboration they're doing with universities. And then when people leave those companies, go back into the ecosystem, then you're seeing that happen with Intel and Google and Microsoft and Stripe, and people exiting them at different stages and bringing that IP and bringing that experience back into the ecosystem. You know, it's setting up for something that It has a lot of potential, but a lot of work has to be done to funnel that pipeline of talent, that pipeline of ideas, and also then, you know, sow those seeds, but also harvest them as well.
When it comes to you investing, are there particular sectors that you like to invest in or don't? Or is it just down to each individual business or idea and whether you like it or you like the look of it or its plans?
I've invested in businesses of, I've done restaurants, pubs, med tech, transport, logistics, media, technology. I'm kind of sector agnostic. I'll go very early. And it's with my own funds. So I'm kind of sector agnostic. I'm looking at the team. I do like founding teams. I don't like single founders. And that's not to say that like there isn't more Elon Musks out there, but they're a rarity. And I just know the power of teams, the power of like you having your skill set, staying in your lane and working really well with someone else who has another set of skills. You're looking at their experience. Have they done it before? You're looking at their area of expertise, the idea, the competitors in the market, doing your DD around that. You know, what is their kind of product roadmap? What's their go-to-market strategy? Is it a B2B product? Is it B2C? Is it B2B2C? All these different things, kind of like everything comes into it. So I'll speak to a lot of people. If you were to say maybe something that I wouldn't go into is like something probably in the med tech, where I've done med tech, but like, you know, I don't know about that. And there's a lot of regulatory stuff around it. And again, then you'd be back in the people and their area of expertise. So I wouldn't rule anything out. I am reluctant at consumer products, like D2C products, just because of the amount of cost that's got to go into like constant costs around marketing and stuff like that. And I have enough exposure through, I'm an investor in 4 pubs now, so I'm happy with the exposure I have to consumers that way, you know, and that's very real.
We're at an event here today being run by the NDRC, yeah. The pre-accelerator. Those kind of programs, there's the accelerator, there's prep for seed, those ones that say maybe work with those early stage business to try and maybe hone their pitch. Do you think they're good, they're beneficial, that they try and maybe get businesses in a better position before they go looking for funding?
I think the more people that you can expose to kind of the education and past experience of others, the better. And the more we promote innovation and entrepreneurship and create an environment that enables people to give it a go and to set up and follow their passion, their idea, and scratch that itch, I think the better. And creating that environment is tough, you know, because there's an argument around maybe it's changing, but an argument maybe in the past of a lot of the investments and focus on this being more Dublin-based, for example. But here we are down the RDI Hub. There's, 17 companies doing their pitch today. This is my second time down here. Liam is doing a great job here. And you've seen this alignment of the NDRC, the regional hubs connected with the NDRC program. You've seen now the alignment of, on the other side of that, okay, you've got these great ideas. We're giving them these tools to understand how they craft their story, their product, how they approach creating this company or idea and bring it to life that they have. And then you're seeing alignment on the other side of, okay, what, you know, the funding of it, you know, and because you can't do one without the other, right? And the alignment of that and streamlining that and getting it up to spec so that we are best in class on both sides of both the funding and the idea creation. And then we got to obviously look at how we facilitate that from, you know, how do we entice more entrepreneurs to come to Ireland and have the ability to set up. It doesn't have to be Dublin, down in Kerry, Limerick, Cork, Galway, Belfast, the Midlands, all these areas. The more people doing it, the better, because you know, a rising tide raises all ships, in my idea. And that's the kind of philosophy I think that you got Liam here, Mary in Portishead, Frank Gronya down in Ludgate, you got Paddy and DC up in Dogpatch, you got Claire up in Ormond Bath, you know, all them coming together, having that kind of real collective, like all island approach to this, because it's a small island, you know what I mean? There's power in, I've seen the power playing for one of the few teams that actually represents the island of Ireland, and the power of that, bringing that together, and how if we can bring that into that entrepreneurial world, that's setting us up not just for success, you know, now, but kind of over the next and long kind of time horizons.
finally, as you mentioned, obviously the RDI Hub is playing a huge role in this entrepreneurial network across Ireland. How impressed are you by the facilities here in the Kingdom?
It's amazing. Now, I'm down in the Kingdom. It's very rare I'm allowed into Munster, but I've got a nice man in Liam, where I'm from, who's kind of running the ship down here to a certain degree. It's great. I've been down here before. It was a lot quieter when I was down here. It was just after kind of COVID was opening up. I remember the facilities being absolutely amazing. Liam's done a great job here, obviously partnering with Fexco as well. An absolute beacon of innovation in the Irish ecosystem in general. So it's great to see them partnering with something like this. And so having that business, entrepreneurial and kind of academic combination is great to see it happening in a region like Kerry as well. Fantastic. And, you know, we talk about this idea of hybrid working and what that looks like. And then you got this hybrid innovation kind of model as well. It's really, really exciting and a fantastic place for people to come visit, to work from, to do whatever it is they want to do. I think it's just amazing, you know. And I'm raging. I have a game. I have to go back to tomorrow. Otherwise, you know, what's stopping you? I flew down this morning on a 10 o'clock flight. I was up and down before we know it. I left my house at 20 to 9 this morning and I'm in Kerry before 11 o'clock. There's nothing stopping you coming down, doing a Thursday and that, working remotely here, working remotely on a Friday and having a weekend down in Kerry. You know what I mean? It's a pretty powerful and interesting and great opportunity for the region as well, which the more of this happens, the better.
Jamie Heaslip there, well-known entrepreneur and angel investor and, of course, former Ireland, Leinster and British and Irish Lions rugby player. And I spoke to him recently at an event he attended at the RDI Hub in Killorglin.